Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends in Christ, in the gospel passage selected for our reflection today, Jesus told his disciples that the hour has come for God the Father to glorify his Son. But before that would happen, Jesus had one last message for all his disciples. It is what he called a new commandment. He said to them, and he says to us today, love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Indeed, every disciple of Jesus can be distinguished from the rest of the world only insofar as our love is genuine and sincere and all-embracing. By the type of love with which we approach and handle the issues of our daily life, people will see and know the difference between us and the rest of the world. When we are able to love sincerely, without choosing and picking, we shall be co-creating the new heaven and the new earth that St. John spoke about in the book of Revelation when he said, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. I also saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God, for the old order has passed away. Dear friends, for the love that God has for his human race, he allowed his Son, he sent him into the world to sacrifice his life for our joy, our happiness, and our salvation. It means human life is very precious to God. In our world today, we choose and pick who should live and who should die. Many countries make laws to destroy those who are very weak in our communities, in our societies. Among them are the unborn. Yet, when God created us, he put part of himself in us to give us the soul, to make us alive. Unfortunately, we say we are so wise, we are clever through science, and we think that the unborn have no souls. And yet, from time to time, we cherish the lower class animals over and above the life of the unborn. Sorry, those of you who have so many pets. If I were to come to your house and to take your dog away, you will call the 911 and they will arrest me. But when you go to the medical doctor to go and take away the little baby in your womb, no 911 is called. What are we living for? That dog has greater importance than that human being in your womb whom God has put his soul in to make him alive, to make her alive. So, dear friends, it is like we are not placing our priorities right. We don't get them right. Today, in our parish, we are going to bless expectant mothers, women who have agreed to hold and cherish the life that God is giving to the world through them. We are encouraging them to understand and to know that God does not reject them, even if human beings reject them. There are some among them who are contemplating going in for abortion. God loves you. He gave you life, and He wants you to give life to the world. You don't know which life is going to save the world from damnation. So please cherish the life God has given you. Cherish the life that God has given to the world through you. So as we go to pray and to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, let us know that if we want that new world that has been promised to be among us, and for God to help all of us to live in peace with joy and happiness, we must be ready to love and cherish what He loves and cherishes. He loves and cherishes the human being above all things. That is why it is only the human being He gave His soul. He loves and cherishes the human being above all things. That is why He sent His Son to die for the human being. Therefore, we too should love and cherish what God loves and cherishes. So, if we must be generous and grateful to God, all we can offer to Him is to love life.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.